Welcome, family, to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Man up. I am taking responsibility. I am walking in my purpose with God. I am holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed. Now is my time. Going to regain my birthrights. No longer operating with a double mind. I am courage. I am confidence. I am hope. I am faith. I am belief. And I am trusting God as the source of my everything. Welcome to Man Up the Movement with Pastor E and friends.
Come on, say glory. After this song, the next voice you'll hear is the host of every first Tuesday of Man Up the Movement, Pastor Marvin Prevost.
He saw the best in me.
Come on, I need some intercessors to pray tonight. We got the man of God coming forward.
Could only see the worst in me.
But you got to know this song is talking about you.
I wish I had a witness tonight.
I know I got one
that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony.
That's the Marvin.
When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
everyone
else
around me could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When God walks you off, that you would never make it, what did he see?
Saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can
I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I do. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did.
No matter what you see,
he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
He's mine.
I am his.
He's mine.
I'm talking about.
I wish I had a witness to that. That may be somebody else's testimony. Help me say it, help me say it.
He's all right for me.
Everyone else around me.
Everyone else around. Oh.
Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
Can you claim it? Can you stand on it?
I can't get no help of it here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'd never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
But because of Jesus, I am
free. Yeah, girl. Is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up? Apostle Keith, he saw the best in you. Minister Larissa, he saw the best in you. See, he is
you,
mine. I am his.
And you.
It doesn't matter what I do.
We doing something like
for
never
he only
been done
sees
before.
Me for who I am.
Oh, receive the man of God, Pastor Marvin Prevost. Pastor Marvin, I see you on the line. I think you need to dial one and unmute yourself. But come on, give God the glory, to give God the praise tonight as we man up like never before. We are in a new season. Yes, the foundation has been set. We are calling all men. Even though you've been in the movement, we need you to call some more men to join the discussion. Let's keep it real. Yes, hashtag I will do better now. We are ready to discover the truth, and we want the truth now. Man up simply means now is my time to fight. Are you ready to stand on the battleground? My time to fight. Number one, you must first take personal responsibility for your own life. Oh, glory. Number two, no longer relying on your personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. Number three, your steps must be ordered by the Lord. Number four, I'm manning up. I am walking in purpose with God. Number five, I'm holding myself accountable, dedicated. You know, we could call this 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Could watch all this that's just put together and anointed by the Lord. It says holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. Look at those levels of God, because I am no longer operating with a double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. Can you claim it? I am the lender, not the borrower. I am, watch this, I am called according to my purpose, and I am the God in me through Christ Jesus, because I have been crucified with him. That is no longer I who live, but he that lives in me. I am manning up, and we're ready to go to that next level. Pastor Marvin, can I hear you? Hey, amen. I see your number on the board, and I know you're there. We're not going to let that hold up anything, because I know the enemy is trying to put this off and not get this word. I need you to hang up and call back. Don't push any numbers or any buttons, and I'll get you in. But in the meantime, I need my prayer warriors to come on board. I need all my covenant partners to come on board and say, you know, hey, look, no weapon formed against this broadcast will prosper right now in the name of Jesus. Because I know by the movement of the Spirit that God is about to do something that none of us could ever experience. Welcome, my man of God. How are you, man? God bless you. I love you, man. I am the season of now, and I know you are too, because I can see you. Can you see me? We crossed over. Look to the left. Look to the right. Not up front, not behind. Can you see me? Because I see you.
I can see you. I can see you. Amen. 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 I'm just so honored to be on this evening. Amen. And I'm going to ask that we go into prayer. And wherever that you are, in your living rooms, in your car, in your bedroom, I'm just going to ask that you turn off your television, turn off your radios, get rid of all of those distractions, amen, so that we can go into the throne room of God together, and then we can eat together this word on this evening. God, we love you, Lord. We praise you. We glorify you, God, because you are holy. You are righteous, and God, you are awesome in this place on tonight, God, because you, God, said that you saw the best when everyone else saw the worst in me, but you still saw the best in me, God. And so, God, we want to give you glory. We want to give you honor and praise on tonight, God, because you took us through another year, God. You took us through another year that the enemy had planned to stop us. The enemy had plans to destroy us. The enemy had plans to kill everything that you had put in us. But, God, you took us through. My God. God, you took us through safely through 2016, and you made us enter into 2017. And so, God, we thank you for taking us through, for leading us through 2016, God. We thank you for that. We worship you, and we glorify you in all things. So, God, allow this word to come to life in us on tonight. Allow the word to transform us, to renew our minds, to reshape us, and to rekindle us, and to do the things, God, that you have put in us to do. Allow this to be the year that we walk in everything that you have planned for us. Allow this to be the year, God, that we don't let anything stop us. We don't allow any distractions. We don't allow any person, any devil, anything to hinder us from doing what you have called us to do on this year, God. And we give you praise and glory, Jesus. Oh, my God, we love you, Lord, and we praise you tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to go to Ephesians, amen, chapter 2. I want everyone to go to Ephesians chapter 2, if you would. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2. Amen. As I was studying on this last, in the last day or so, the Lord just kept on putting this scripture back in my spirit, and he just kept on telling me that I'm not who I used to be. I'm not who I used to be. That's my topic for tonight, that I am not who I used to be. I hope somebody out there can say that with me. I am not who I used to be. Even in 2016, I'm not who I used to be in 2016. I'm not who I was December 31st, 2016. God has transformed us. My God. He has transformed us. And oh, my God, let's just go into Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1. And it says, "And you he made alive when you were dead, slain by your trespasses and sins, in which at one time you walked habitually," or you walked constantly. "You were following the course and fashion of this world, were under the sway of the tendency of this present age, following the prince of the power of the air. You were obedient to and under the control of the spirit that still constantly works in the sons of disobedience, the careless, the rebellious, and the unbelieving, who go against the purposes of God. Among these, we as well as you once lived and conducted ourselves in the passions of our flesh, our behavior governed by the corrupt and sensual nature, obeying the impulses of the flesh and the thoughts of the mind, our cravings dictated by our senses and our dark images, being by nature children of God's wrath and heirs of his indignation, like the rest of mankind. But God," oh Jesus, I love that, "but God, who so rich is he in his mercy, because of and in order to satisfy the great and wonderful and intense love with which he loved us, even when we were dead or slain by our own shortcomings and trespasses, he made us alive together in fellowship and in union with Christ. He gave us the very life of Christ himself, the same new life with which he quickened him. For it is by grace, favor, and mercy that we are saved. And he raised us up together with him and made us sit down together, giving us joint seating with him in the heavenly realm, in Christ Jesus. He did this that he might clearly demonstrate through the ages to come the immeasurable, the limitless, the surpassing riches of his free grace, his unmerited favor, in his kindness and goodness of heart toward us in Christ Jesus. For it is by free grace that you are saved," my God, "and through faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves, of your own doing. It came not through your own striving, but it is a gift of God. Not because of works, not the fulfillment of the law's demands, lest any man should boast. It is not the result anyone can possibly do. So no one can pride himself in it or take glory for himself. For we are God's own handiwork. We are his workmanship, recreated." Jesus, I love that. "Recreated, created again in Christ Jesus. We were born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, He planned beforehand for us, taking paths which we should which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. And like I said, the topic for tonight, I just want to talk a little bit to you. I want to do a little bit of teaching on tonight. But the Lord said that the topic for tonight, to walk this way, that I am not who I used to be. See, there was a time, as the scripture says, that we used to walk as the world walked. We used to walk in our own cravings. We used to walk in our own lust. We used to walk after the fashion, and we used to walk after the pattern of this world. We used to walk after the prince of the power of the air. We were obedient to the enemy, Jesus. We were obedient to the enemy at one time. We were careless. We were rebellious. We were unbelieving. We were going against the purposes of God. We lived out of our own passions. We lived out of our own flesh. We did what felt. We did not care what people thought. We did not care what our parents thought. We didn't care what our teachers thought, our leaders thought. We didn't even care what the church thought. All we wanted to do at one time was to please our own self, was to please the flesh, our cravings, our desires. We wanted to do what we wanted to do. But because of Christ's grace, because of his unmerited love, because of his passion for you, and I want to say that again, because of his passion for you, because of his love for you, because of his mercy, and because of his grace for you, he said that I came so that you can still have life and give it to you more abundantly. He said, even in the middle of your mess, he said, I still came. Oh, my God. He said, I still came to pull you up out of that. He said, I still came and I gave you a gift. Oh, he said, I gave you a gift that you can get up out of those things that you used to walk in. He said, I gave you a gift that you can no longer walk after the pattern of the enemy, that you no longer had to walk after the pattern of the flesh, that you no longer had to walk through the pattern of what the world said that you had to walk. See, us as men, we were taught through the world that we sowed a wild oat. We were taught through the world that we go and we live our life. We were taught through the world that we didn't have to respect authority. We didn't have to respect women. We just did what we wanted to do, and it didn't matter what anyone else thought. It didn't matter the impacts that it had on everyone else. The world taught us that we can do what we wanted to. We can do it, and we can do it when we wanted to, how often we wanted to, and who we wanted it to. And even if we didn't want to do right, we didn't have to do right. See, the world taught us that we did not have to be even obedient, anyone, including God. But see, even in the midst of, that's what's so awesome about God, is that even in the middle of all of the mess, even in the middle of all of the junk, even in the middle of us turning our back on God, of us saying that, God, I'm not going to follow you. God, I don't want to have nothing to do with you. But the scripture says that through his loving kindness, he drew us. Oh, God. He drew us by his love. He drew us by his kindness. He drew us to himself so that we can be partakers with Christ Jesus. See, God, he transformed us and began to transform us even when we didn't even know we were being transformed. See, he was drawing us even when we didn't realize that he was drawing us. He was loving us even when we didn't realize that he was loving us. He was going after us. He was chasing. My God, you are so valuable that God began to chase after you when you didn't even deserve to be chased after. You are so valuable that God went after you when you didn't even deserve to be gone after. You are so valuable and you're so precious in the sight of God that God, he said, I'm going after Marvin Prevost even when Marvin Prevost don't even know me. I'm going after Bill even when Bill don't even want to have a relationship with me. He said, I'm going after Sue even though Sue don't want to have anything to do with me. He said, I have a passion and a love for you, my creation, my Jesus. He said, my creation, I'm going after my creation, and I'm about to do something in you. I'm about to transform your life. I'm about to renew your life. I'm about to give you a life, oh my God, that is pleasing not just to God, but it can be pleasing to you. He said, I'm about to transform and change your life. He said, this is a new way that you can walk. I've given you a new way that you can walk. I've given you a new way that you can have life and have it more abundantly. But in the middle of our mess, in the middle of our calamity, in the middle of our distress, in the middle of our junk, God still said that you are, oh my God, that you are worth coming after. My God. I don't know if y'all have ever loved someone so much. They did. You still went after him. Ah, Jesus. Despite when they spit in your face, you still came after him. Despite when they talked about you, you still ran after him. Despite when they gossiped about you all over town, but you still went after him. How many of us can say that we love someone so much despite of everything that they did to us, that we saw the greatness in them? We saw the value in them. And so we still ran after him. And see, that's how God does with each and every one of us, every one of us on this call. See, sometimes we forget the value that you are. We forget the greatness that God has placed in you. We forget the anointing and the calling and the greatness and the gift that God has placed in you. He said, I formed you and I knew you while I was forming you. I put gifts and callings in you even before you knew that you were called, even before you knew that you were even being formed. He said, I knew you and I was creating you and I was making you because I saw the greatness that I put in you. He said, you are worth someone right now. God is saying that you are worth my time. People have told you that you are worthless. People have told you that they didn't want you. People have told you that you're useless. People have told you that they wish that you were never born. People have told you that you're nothing. But God says, still through it all, through everything that you've done, through all the trial, through all the temptation, through everything that you have done wrong, God's still saying that you're worth it to me. God is still saying that I want you back. God is still saying that I need you. God is still saying that I have something in you that I want to birth in you. Don't allow people to put you down any longer. Don't allow people to destroy you any longer. Remember what God said about you, that you are not who you used to be. Come on, y'all say that with me. I'm not who I used to be. I refuse to be who I used to be. I refuse to walk in the way that I used to walk. See, you got to know who God made you to be. And until you really remind yourself of who God made you to be, you will not be able to fulfill your calling in 2017. See, every time that you begin to go through, you got to begin to tell the devil, I'm not who I used to be. Every time that you use that you got to tell the craving, I'm not who I used to be. When you want to sin and you want to do things ungodly, you got to remind your flesh and you got to remind yourself, I'm not who I used to be. See, when you want to get into that temptation and that temptation was to try to overcome you, you got to say, I'm not who I used to be. Step off, sin. Step off. Oh, my God. Step off. You can't make me do what you want to do. Oh, come on now. See, you have the power. You have the authority. You have the God in you that can cause you to overcome every temptation, every trial that the enemy throws at you, every trial, every temptation that your flesh, that your mind tries to throw at you. God says that you are greater than the trial. You are greater than the temptation. I've put greatness in you. I've allowed you to be stronger. Ah, Jesus, I don't know if y'all hear me or not, But preach. The blessing, I'm making you be stronger. I'm making you stronger than what you
preach.
Know. I'm making you stronger than what you realize. He said there is so much strength in you that you can overcome. I'm prophesying to someone right now. You can overcome every temptation this year if you realize who you are in Christ Jesus. You can overcome every trial this year if you realize who you are in Christ Jesus. You are no longer who you used to be. Quit walking, quit the man that you used to be, and begin to walk in who God said that you are. God says that you are great. God says that you are stronger. God says that you are wiser. He says that you're anointed. He says that you're called. He says that you're blessed. He says that you're faithful. He says that you're obedient. You cannot allow the enemy to tell you who you're not. Ah, God, glory to your name. And see, I hear the Lord saying that the enemy, the devil, already knows who you are. Your enemies, even on this earth, they already know who you are because they wouldn't be jealous of you if they didn't know who you were. They wouldn't talk about you if they didn't know who you were. They wouldn't gossip about you if they wouldn't spread lies about you if they did not already know who you are. See, even your enemies, oh my God, even your enemies see the greatness that God placed in you, and they're jealous of the greatness. They don't understand why God chose you. They don't understand why God called you. They don't understand why God anointed you. They don't understand why God is going to use you. Even before you see it, your enemies see the greatness in you. Ah, Jesus, glory to your name. The devil sees the greatness in you even before you realize it. See, you are no longer who you used to be. Quit walking. Quit thinking. Elevate your mind. Elevate your spirit. Take yourself to a place where every time that the enemy comes, every time your flesh comes, your mind comes, you say, get behind me. I'm not who I used to be. Get to stepping, devil. Get to stepping, mind. Get to stepping, flesh. You can't have control over me. You can't have dominion over me. God says, the greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. So God is saying that you're not who you used to be. Quit walking in who you used to be. Quit thinking the way that you used to think. Quit acting the way that you used to act. Even on December 31st, 2016, I hear God saying that you're stronger than just 4 days ago. You're greater than just 4 days ago. I hear God saying, you are. God, glory to your name. You are who I say that you're going to be. So you're not who you used to be, y'all. You're not who you used to be. You're not who you used to be. Even in yesterday, you're not who you was yesterday. You're greater yesterday from yesterday. Glory to your name. He said that yesterday you were disobedient, but today you're obedient. He said yesterday or last year or 10 years ago that you used to be controlled by the enemy. He says, but now you're free. Ah, Jesus. He said, you used to be unbelieving, but now you're a believer. He said, you used to live in the flesh, but now you live in the spirit. He said, you used to crave after the flesh. Now you crave after Christ. He said, know who you are in me. He said, you will be victorious this year. Ah, God. If you tell yourself, I'm not who I used to be. My God, I want you to say out loud, I'm not who I used to be. I'm not who I used to be. Look in your mirror right now. Go in your bathroom. Look in the mirror in your car. Look at yourself in a mirror and say, I'm not who I used to be.
I'm
even
not who
I used
to be.
Yesterday, you're not who you used to be.
I am
even
not who I used to be.
Week, you're not
I claim
who
it.
You used to be.
I decree
God,
it.
Jesus.
I
yes,
declare it.
We're not. Come on
I
now.
I am not who I used to be. I am now walking in the spirit.
Whoa. Come on now.
I am now following God.
Following God.
I am now believing in God.
Ooh. Yes.
I am now built on faith with God. Oh, my God.
Come on now.
Ooh.
We're not.
You need somebody
to
shout? I'm going to shout with you right now.
We are not who we used. That is for about 30 of us on this call right now, that the enemy continues to tell you who you can never be.
I am not what I used to be.
The enemy continues to tell you that you will never be. But you, yourself, you can't wait for your friends. You can't wait for your pastor. You can't wait for your husband, your wife. You got to tell yourself, I'm not Jesus, who
Profess
I used
it.
To be.
I'm not
Profess
what I used
it.
To be.
Yes, sing it.
Convince yourself.
Yes.
Preach to yourself.
Preach it.
Yes, convince yourself. I am
yes.
not what I used to be. Oh, my
Come
God.
On. Hey. We are not.
Oh, my God.
Glory to your name.
You better
Glory
receive this tonight.
Name,
this is for you, my brother. This is for you, my sister, is that it's
yes.
not about what you were. It's who you are right now. Will you claim
it?
When you claim it, now you can really believe it.
Yes.
Then you can stand on it and receive it. And now it's time to walk in your purpose because you're going to achieve it. Not by your will, not by your design, not by your itinerary, but by the will of God. Man
yes.
up. Oh, it's time to man up. Go to that next level. And somebody out there on this broadcast tonight, and I know we are over 30 in our listeners, our live listeners, and we probably are a little bit over that on our internet listeners, but I need you guys to get involved in I am not who I used to be. And stop trying to put stuff behind. You know, my brother, I got to bring this up because I've been seeing a lot of stuff ever since the first of the year of people telling people what they need to get rid of. We should have did that back in 2016. Put the
Come
past
on.
Behind you. When you cross over, you cross over with all new.
That's right.
There is no destruction. There is no disease, sickness, or anything that is not of joy because you put it all behind you. That's the difference of the revelation of this network is that you got to be proactive instead of reactive. And I hear all these big time preachers all across the nation telling people now, well, don't remember what you used to be. Don't do what you used to do. We should have did that back in October of 2016.
That's right.
So we're ready to go across on the other side and be free and free indeed of sin, free and free of, indeed of our past. Free and free indeed of unaccomplished goals. And the most important, what somebody else said about you. Because when you cross over, somebody's still trying to tell you about you. But you got to know God already knew your name before he formed the world. He knew he called you. Oh, my God. And anointed you to be according to his purpose. And this is I am the season of now. You're going to hear this so much from me in the next 3 months. You're going to be like, that boy is on that. But I am the season of now. And in the revival the other night, I heard very many of our prolific, dynamic speakers say, if he claimed it, he says, I am the great I am. But if he's in me now, I have to claim that whatever victory I claim, I must claim it, and I must decree it, not just amongst believers, but decree it amongst everybody, because I'm now taking personal responsibility for my own life. I'm no longer relying on my personal abilities because I'm strong, because I'm fast, but on the complete guidance of God. My steps are ordered by the Lord. Oh, I got my own steps. I want to do me all the time, but when your steps are ordered by the Lord, you are dying of yourself. Saying that, oh, I am crucified with him, Galatians 2 and 20, but it's not me who lives, but he who lives in me. So I can walk in purpose with God and holding myself. God is not holding me accountable. And if I could get one amen, God gave me instructions. He's not holding me accountable. He's expecting me to hold myself accountable and dedicated. And committed to a life of constant change. He ain't trying to get in my ear every day and say, boy, you know you ain't right. He already told me what was right and what was wrong.
That's right.
But it's now time for me as a man to step up and say, I am not who I used to be. Even when they look, hey, Pastor Marvin, come on now. Even when they look in your face and say, wait a minute, that's my homie from back in the day. But when they meet you, it's like, it's not the same. He's not the same person I used to know.
That's right.
That's testimony of manning up. when your homeboys that couldn't stop blowing you up won't even answer your calls no more, you know you manned up.
That's right.
They got every event they have. They only invite you to certain events that they know is kind of public, because they know what you're about. But they know it's not it's something that can't be judged or tempted. It has to be accepted.
That's right.
Oh, glory be to God. You preach tonight. Oh, my God. I sent you that last recording. You need this recording more than you need the last one.
Amen. And we, do you know what? We have to – I love what you said. We have to be proactive, because we got to tell ourselves this now before even the attacks come. We have to tell ourselves now. We got to believe this now. We can't wait until after the attacks to say we can't wait to after the attacks before we say, I'm not who I used to be. You got to say it now.
And be ready.
And I believe that if we're ready ahead of time, then many of the things that we're going to encounter, we won't have to encounter, because our mind shift will be changed.
Oh, you about to preach now. Because now that's when God activates. He says,
that's right.
He says, I got you. I'll protect you. But you first have to give it to him and say, you know what, whether it come or not, I'm still going to serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength, with all my mind. And I'm going to love my neighbor as myself. You know, everybody that's listening, but I know this now, you'll never hear anything on this network again like it ever has been, because we're talking about something new. That's something never, ever been done, talked about, preached about, revealed or anything else, because God is in control. A man up, pressing over, women speak now, 52 weeks of love, what's the word, real talk, exalting Jesus, and let's talk Jesus is all about him. And because I am in the season of now, that means Jesus.
That's it.
And I'm going to say this before I open the lines up. You know, you said this just a minute ago. It's not what you do, but how you do it. And somebody needs to know out there tonight that it's not what people see, but
it's
what
not.
You see.
That's it.
I call it reaction time. What do you do when the first thought comes up? Do you curse? Do you kick?
Come on.
Do you fight? But you don't do it on the outside, because God finally gets you calmed down and says, you ain't who you used to be. But are you telling yourself you are not who you used to be? Because when you do that, when the thought comes up, you say, I'm not even going to contemplate that old
thing. That's right.
I'm not even going to contemplate that negativity.
No.
I'm not even going to contemplate that sin.
Because
I'm new. Ooh, I'm new again. And it has to start in your mind. And this was helping me, Pastor, is that when I get my thoughts in line, that I don't let nothing negative come in.
That's right.
Tell me what's in my mind. Nothing but positive. Oh, my God.
That's it.
And it's that reaction time.
That's it. And then, like I said, a lot of those things you will not have to experience when you have a bond of
Trust.
Christ.
Trust.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it.
You know, I do a illustration in my one-on-one conferences, ministries, and everything. And the person is like, what are you talking about, man? I don't believe that. I'd be like, stand in front of me. If I kick you in your shin right now, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? I don't care how much prayed up you are. And I don't care how much Holy Ghost feel you. The first thing that comes to your mind is the kickback.
That's it.
But for me to be conscious and have the mind of Christ, I have to learn to take the kick and say, oh, I don't wrestle against flesh and blood.
Jesus.
I got to fight this thing spiritual. This is against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness. Oh, that they live in heavenly places. So I don't look down at who kicked me. I look up, because I know it ain't you, but the spirit that's in you.
That's it.
Oh, my God. Don't get me to preaching tonight. I am the season of now. Hallelujah.
Yes. And do you know what? I will say this last thing, if it's okay. When Christ has already forgiven us. And when we begin to doubt who God says that we are. And when we go to God, God says, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Come on.
That's how awesome God is. When we go, we say, but God, I used to do this. God, and he's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
He's like, what? I don't even entertain that.
He don't even know what you're talking about. It's
you coming at me?
Just bring that stuff up.
Can we go hood for 1 second?
He's
looking at you.
Go ahead.
Activity. Say that. You know I don't tolerate that sad face.
Mm-hmm.
You're hating. You got a hatred spirit. I don't even want to deal with that. No, you better miss me with that. I'm talking to some folks out there that need to hear that gangster talk. That God is saying it's enough is enough. Stop coming to me with all this stuff that you know I'm not pleased with.
That's it.
We're gonna open up the lines. I know Pastor Dwayne has been. This is our third week a host, and you guys, I can just imagine in 2017 the different topics, the different guests, how the growth of your ministries is going to happen here on Man Up the Movement. Even though you got a church, even though you got things going, I'm talking about your ministry with God. How it's going to grow through our communion with one another. Pastor Dwayne, wait a minute. We got Wisconsin. We got West Virginia. We got California. We got Texas on the line. I can tell y'all right now, we are all across the nation. Come on, man up, bro.
My man, that was a mighty word of God. The man of God spoke that, man. You know, I eat every last one of that because, you know, we walk that walk. We talk that walk. That's sound doctrine. That's the preaching that when I first met you, when I was talking to you about, that's what we need to get back into. Because we have to preach the word to our peoples and let them know that God don't hate you. God deliver you. You saved. You got to stop believing that. You got to walk just like the man with the blind eyes. When God spit on mud and told him go wash him. You know, he said he spit. He took some mud, man, and spit in his man's face, man, and told him go wash it. That man believed it. He believed it, and he walked, and he washed his face, and he's seeing. That's what we have to believe. We got to stop believing it. The word of God is true. It's in the Bible. It's nothing that he did not say wasn't in the Bible. He gave you scripture by scripture. It's in the Bible. That's what we got to get back to. That's how we can walk in victory. Did you say we're crossing over? We cross no. We got to start telling ourselves every day that we get up. Great is he that is in me that is in the world. I got greatness in me. I got the Holy Ghost in me. God saved me. God delivered me. God set me free. No, I'm not a drunkard anymore. No, I'm not a fornicator anymore. No, I'm not a whoremonger anymore. No, I'm not a blasphemer anymore. No, I'm not a thief anymore. No, I'm not a cusser anymore. I don't cuss no more. I don't fight no more. I don't think about killing nobody no more. Those things over. That's not in me no more. He said, any man being Christ is a new creature. So if that means we are new, we don't have the same habits. No, I don't get into pornography anymore. I don't care to watch that kind of stuff. I don't care to sit around folks that gospel about nothing. I don't sit there and entertain the devil anymore. Why? Because I'm new. I got a new identity. I got a new stamp approval of my life. And that's who I am. That's who I am. I'm a new man. I'm a new, I got belief. I got my faith back. I got my talk back. I got my walk back. Greater is he that is in me that is in the world. It's greatness in me. And that's what we got to start talking about. That's what we got to get back into. Because everybody think that Jesus hate him. He don't hate you. If he hates you, he would have never died for you. First of all, he would have never sent a comfort for you. He would have even never got off glory to come down to hear your story. He loved you that much to walk away from Broody. He walked away from Broody to a mess. And I was that mess. I was that mess was full of envy. I was that mess was filled with strife. I was that mess was filled with all kind of demonic things. But he delivered me. And I can say that honestly today. I can stand forth every morning. I get up and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, because you spoke in my life. You saved me. You gave me another opportunity to let somebody see the light.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
That's what we are. That's where we are.
You know,
so
you know, I'm even getting, but you know, and I'm even getting to a point where I'm understanding not even to tell people about what has been done, but what's available.
Yeah,
that's it.
People always want to make choices and get into a deep discussion. I'd be like, brother, let me just tell you, forget what happened. Let me tell you what's available to you today because of somebody else's sacrifice. He did it, it's done, forget. But this is what you're going to do today. You got to confess with your mouth that you believe in him.
That's it. And
now you got to make him a upper standard of your personal Lord and Savior. And then that's when the next question comes in. How do I do that? That's because you now put yourself in a position to have a relationship
with
him, one-on-one. Don't listen to man. God. Man, I lead you wrong. Don't read a book because that might not be the right book. But get in the Word.
Get connected
with brothers that have the same spirit that they've confessed him as their personal Lord and Savior. And you'll learn that they're not trying to get you to follow them. They're trying to get you to agree with them. Come on now. Man of the Moon is about agreeing.
My God.
Each and every one of us.
God.
I'm not over you, and you sure ain't over me, and I'm not under you, and none of that. We are equal because God called us all to be men of God.
Mm-hmm.
And, now, you know, there's some of us. There's some of us been called to step out because we've been through prison, we've been through divorce, we've been through this, that, and all that other stuff that can stand up and say that, but God. Pastor Barbara preached this already. But God, we could have stopped on that one. But God, my whole life is designed around that right there. But God.
Yeah. But God. But God. But God. And that's the testimony every day that you get up out of the bed. But God.
Tell somebody.
You ain't nobody but God. God stopped
that. Tell somebody, but God.
God,
how you do it, Pastor? I throw my hands in the air. And all I say is, but God. Come on, Pastor Marvin. I hear you back there. I just throw my hands in the air and say, but God.
But God. But God.
Mm.
He puts everything together. When your mind and your heart get back together and things fall back in place, first thing you should say out your mouth, nobody but God.
God. But God.
But God.
I know we have another covenant brother. He may be doing his 13 set on the treadmill, on the curls or whatever. But I'm going to bring in James Hudson and Showtime into his workout, into Man Up the Movement. But God, what's up, my brother? See, he got us on speaker. Everybody listening, they're like, "Man up in the gym."
Man up, bro.
I love it. You look,
man
you
up,
know,
bro.
Everybody else in the gym is manning up. But listen, man, I love you, bro. We are manning up.
Yeah, y'all manning up over there, man. I heard my brother saying he's a new creature, man. I wish people could really, 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 really grasp what that really and truly means to be a new creature, man. But he laid it out for you. I tell you, he broke it down. He ain't no shame in his game either. That's what I'm talking about there.
I am new.
That's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about.
My
just hey, recognizing your past is your past and your future is your future. And hey, man,
he's a
new creature. Yeah, the now. Living in the now. Ain't got to be what
Don't
I
worry
used
about
to.
Yesterday.
So there you go.
Because that's
worry
past
about
behind. And tomorrow
in the
promise.
Past. Looking forward to the future, man. Like you said, that's not an easy thing. You said you don't even hang around messy people no more.
Come on, you got
sick. They start talking mess. He just get up and leave. You know you're a new creature when you be there. Get up. Folks just sit around. They just talking mess. You say, you know what? My spirit just say, just move. Just move. You ain't got. You don't want to participate in none of that.
Come on now.
Yeah,
but
you don't be bouncing.
But don't,
oh, man,
come on, brothers. This is a real man up talk. Don't you know that most of us was in some of the stuff that we were in because of the people that we were around?
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't
no,
really
no.
me.
Yeah.
I just listened long enough that I felt like, oh, I can do that too. That's easy. But when I did it, I got caught.
See.
Nobody ever got caught except me. Trying to be slick, listening to their thing, and be like, "Oh, but I can do that," and then get out there, and the first thing they call out is, "Hey, come here, son."
Yeah, that's it, brother. That's it,
go.
Man. Well,
and
I've been
seeing my partner
just,
do it week after week.
My God.
Yeah, it's just good to know that God is still in the blessing business, man. And it's a new year. And you know, everybody's got these resolutions and all that good stuff, man. But it's just good to know God for yourself and to know that, hey, you done got on your knees and asked for forgiveness. And it's time to put those blessings, man. It's time to reap the blessings, man. That's what that's all about.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that one word, because on the Now Network, we're binding resolutions. We talk about new seasons. Resolutions, they go, they come, they and everything else. And there's people all over this country making resolutions, and the next day they're doing something different. We're really trying to push a movement of a new season mindset to say every day is my new. Because he says in Luke 9:23, he says, if you desire to follow me, this is Jesus talking. He says, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. This is an everyday, all day thing that we got to do in dying in him.
Deny yourself.
You don't get no plaque. Mm. You don't get a degree. You don't get a big old something to put on.
Wow.
Desire to follow me. Deny yourself.
Wow.
Take up your cross
and that's,
follow.
That's one of the main reasons why you can't get 1,000 men to be on this call because that deny yourself. When you hear that, click.
We got 75 on here tonight.
I can't hear what you said. We're breaking up.
Come on now. We got 75. But can we get 1,000?
Yeah, we get
1,000. Deny yourself.
Now, yeah, you got to deny yourself. That's it right there. That's the breakup right there. When you say
that's
that, when
break,
it comes, you know what? Let me just say. I'm just saying that I got to go. The hardest thing about being on this call is that you know every time I get on this call, I know it's going to be something that's going to convict me. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole point right there. How many people want to go through a conviction? You know what I'm saying? That's the problem right there. You already know when you make the call, it ain't going to be something about talking about, but ain't nobody going to be bragging on you. Ain't nobody finna brag on you.
we are committed to the truth.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said that the truth will set you free. Well, the bottom line is people don't want to know the truth. They want to know the truth. Like you said before, it wasn't always the devil that made you do it. You did it because what? Because you wanted
it yourself.
It
was you.
Because you liked it. You did it because you liked it. And now you want me to get on here and tell you to give all that up? I just told you, it wasn't none of the devil. You said, oh, we're going to pray that the devil. No, don't pray. Don't pray that the devil will leave you alone. Pray that I will leave you alone.
Pray that I leave myself alone.
Leave myself alone.
Look, I tell y'all all the time, I'm my biggest enemy. I'm real with you. I ain't got to worry about putting the devil under my foot. I put me under my foot
right.
Like 30 times a day. No, we ain't doing that no more. No,
right.
Don't go there.
That's it. That's it.
That's real talk.
It ain't about
y'all. Come on.
Boy, that's man. And that's how come it's so tough right there, brother. It's so tough. You could get 1,000. If you were to just tell people, I'm going to pat you on the back if you come on the line and I talk about you, boy, you get 1,000 people on it quick.
Well, you know,
you came with the wrong phrase about man it up because they already know what that means right there. What does that mean?
Listen, I'm on the board where I see all the callers, right? Oh, man, we start out big numbers, man, but as soon as I get into the real and then Pastor Marvin come on there talking about, man, deny yourself.
Lord. Oh, forget about it.
Off, we go from 200 to 75.
Yeah.
But guess what? This is the most important thing, and I know you got to go.
That's how come the word of God will get you every time. Because even when that 75 going, he said, well, there's one or two. That's why he's doing it.
One that leaves here different than they came. It says,
touching and agreeing. He said, don't be looking for no crowds. There ain't going to be no crowds.
You better get one. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for one.
He said, quit looking for crowds. Because I already told you where there's one or two of y'all.
We're going to keep it real. You better get one.
Help us, Lord.
You better get one that says, not my will but God's will to be done. And I'm going to be honest with you guys.
That's what he's saying.
My job has been done.
You,
You got to be on the same accord. You got to get one or two people on the same accord. That's like your brother said. I had to give. You had to give all that stuff up. Well, you got to find another brother. You really want heaven to rain down. You need to get a couple of more brothers just like yourself that's willing to say that.
Well, I got,
you can't get
I
on
that
talking about, you know, I'm trying,
got,
and Lord knows I'm trying,
you.
And Lord.
I got Pastor Marvin. I got Pastor Dwayne. We got Apostle Keith. Oh, we're growing.
Amen.
Oh, no, hold up now. We're growing. Have you guys noticed how we're responding to the collaboration with the women? We outnumbering them now.
Amen. And I remember the last week when the sister, Lynette, when she said, you said, well, God knows your heart. She said, that's the reason why people can't get blessed, because he knows their heart.
Oh, my God.
I like to fell off the bench when I heard that. That's the reason you can't get blessed. Oh, he knows your heart.
God knows my heart. He sure do.
He knows your heart and the desires of your heart. That's even more important.
Come on now. We manning up. Because it starts on the thoughts.
Oh, God.
Do you know you sin in your thoughts before the action?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You can look at a woman and have down the line. Her in your mind. Wait a minute. Are we PG? We're rated R because it's past 7 o'clock. You can see a woman in your mind and have a vision. Do you know you just sinned?
Yeah.
Somebody said, I didn't do nothing. I wasn't with nobody. Right. I didn't have sex. Yes, right. You did. You went through all five emotions in your mind. You sinned.
He say, so a man thinketh.
Proverbs, should it be? Proverbs 23, read it. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you think you having sex, you having it.
You remember that song? You say, my body is here with you, but my mind is where?
Come on.
On the other side.
Now you trying to bring R. Kelly up to the man up show. Come on now. You trying to flip some R. Kelly up in here. See, I love talking as brothers because, you know, joy is in laughter and everything else. We still keeping it real.
Oh, yeah. Man, you got to be able to laugh at that. You better. If you don't, you're going crazy if you don't laugh at
yourself.
Sometimes you have to laugh at yourself.
Death. And there's no question about that. We want you to know, even last night we were talking about the Houston situation with Kimberly. That girl better preach the truth.
Own
church.
Yeah. People are going to cast stones at you because you're preaching the truth.
James, I had some people call, send me messages today. Man, you setting you up. Are you ready for the trials of Job? I said, I'm already in the trials. I'm worse than Job. I had over five messages, urgent messages this morning saying, man, you're setting you up for destruction. You're putting a label on your head. I say, when I say Jesus, there's a label on my head anyway, so I'm going to keep the truth because the truth going to set me free. If I die, if I get diseased, whatever happens, if it's for God, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Well, we scared some folks last night because that was people tell me, man, you're going to ruin your network. You better tell your people not to say that because they putting a mark on their head. Well, if you know tribulation, there's coming a mark. You better get ready. The mark is Jesus.
Yeah.
That's it.
If you claim Jesus, you are going to be persecuted.
Do not be transformed by the world, ways of the world, man. And that's exactly what we're saying. We're accepting everything that these people put out here. And we all know it's wrong. And they know it's wrong, too.
Can I ask one question? I need an answer. I got five people on the line right now. I need to ask one question. Do you consider homosexuality a sin?
Yes.
Okay. Here, let me ask you another question.
God considers it a sin.
Okay. Let's. Oh, thank you, James. Let's flip it around. Mm-hmm. Does God consider homosexuality a sin?
Yes, he does.
Does God consider murder a sin?
It's in his word. Yes,
it's in his word.
Does God
consider
adultery a sin?
It's in his word, yes.
Okay, well, watch this. Sin is sin. And we ain't got to put a label on it, but if you're not living according to the word of God, the wages of sin is death.
Death, right?
You said that
tell
again.
Somebody I said that. I dare somebody to put me on blast and put me all over. Pastor, you said that the wages, because that's what the word says. And I believe the word
that's
is true.
That's right.
That's
amen.
It.
And that's all you got to do. Let's tell people, look, don't get mad at me. I'm just quoting the word of God. If you want to talk to somebody, take it to God. If you want
to
say that God is lying, then go tell that to God. If you're a homosexual and you don't believe that the wages of sin is death, or if you then talk to God about it.
And if you think you can still be in church and claim in church and be a homosexual,
right.
I'm telling you now, that's a lie.
That's
a lie.
It's a lie from the devil.
You can't say, oh, hallelujah on Sunday, but you doing you on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You are a lie.
Nope.
And the truth ain't in you.
1 Corinthians 5:17 says there's no liars, no fornicators, no blasphemers, no adulterers, no murderers, no lovers of themselves can enter into the kingdom of heaven. So I don't know how we're going to put these folks in heaven. We can't put them there. God said put them there. It's a standard. It's a standard. He gives us the things of the sin nature.
It's all
the
about
lifestyle. That's lifestyle. That lifestyle can't go to heaven.
Do I live
heaven.
For Christ or do I die for sin?
I live for Christ.
Yeah,
We pay for this network, we know we're living in some terrible times.
Nobody can
censor us. So I want to keep it real on every broadcast because we're something never ever done before. This is something new. If we cannot compromise ourselves, because don't you know it's about to be a time when there's going to be government city officials claim or questioning your belief. Oh, he got quiet up in here now. Oh, do y'all read Revelation like I do? It's going to be persecution that's going to question, are you going to stand on the mountaintop when a gun is at your head and say, Jesus is Lord?
That's right.
We ain't talking about
it says about in the last days.
We're talking about you being willing, me being willing to stand on the promises of God against the worldly things.
Yeah.
Be not conformed to this world.
But be transferred by what? By the renewing of the mind.
Resist
the flesh.
That's
what the word. No.
Walk according to the spirit. You will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
That's the word.
Oh, my God.
If you're not reading your Bible, you need to get in there because it tells you peril time's going to come in the last days. Peril time's coming. Where the mark of the beast, you're going to have a mark to get food. You're going to have a mark to get this. You're going to have a mark
that.
To get that.
People
it's
ignoring
coming.
That. They looking for the disaster to happen, like an earthquake. Oh, God's coming.
Yeah.
That ain't, you better wait till you get persecuted.
That ain't scripture.
Persecution's going to come before all that. That ain't got nothing to do with it. When you see persecution, it's coming against the church,
which is already
happening in our country.
Yeah,
the government,
the church. He said the religious one's going to introduce the Antichrist to the world. So you know what that happens right now. That happens.
Well,
you got a president
that don't really and truly believe in God. No way, he don't believe in God.
The Antichrist. Said the
you
world.
Know,
said the religion.
Our president.
The religion going to enter them to the system.
They had our president on a picture with some of the most biggest Italian gangsters of in the United States, a known felon.
Right.
Had him on
picture. Well, he just opened up the New Year with him.
That's what they're showing
on the news right now.
They was at the New Year celebration. Here's a president elect with a known gangster, an ex felon.
A gangster.
Connected with all the Italian mafia families. Come on, y'all. Y'all better watch out.
Right.
Y'all better watch out. See, but it's not about them. It's about what you going to do.
No.
That's right.
That's what man up is all about.
Let me give a correction on what I was saying. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, when it says, do you not know that the wicked will not enter the kingdom of heaven? That's, I'm reading out the NIV, but 1 Corinthians 6:5 talks about fornicators, liars, drunkards, murderers, blasphemers, homosexuals. That, it talks about all that. It gives a incline about their lifestyle. That's what Paul was telling the Corinthian church. You know,
well, he told them several times what the fruits of the spirit were and what the fruits of the flesh are. There is no in between.
No. That's no in between. Sin is sin. If God calls it sin, and we should supposed to stand on righteousness.
Oh, I will do better now because I'm new now.
Well, my God.
Well, you just better tie a knot and hold on, man. I saw today where the Republicans, you saw where they were in the back room trying to get rid of that ethic committee that oversee corruption. They didn't even want
to. It didn't happen.
So,
CNN
yeah,
shut them
happen,
down.
But no, they shut them down, but they still attempted it. To be bold enough to attempt that, people that are supposed to watch over you to make sure there's no corruption, you want to get rid of those people. You want to get rid of those. It goes into what you're saying right
they
now.
They tried
that
to shut them down.
It goes into what you're saying. But if they were bold enough to attempt it already, you don't think they're not going to attempt it again?
We got 4 years.
They're just
going to
keep doing it until they get it done.
That was a smoke screen, y'all. Y'all better look deeper. That was a smoke screen because if you would have looked really into it, by them challenging them, that opens up Trump's all of the judges that he's nominating. That opens up them to get through because they made a deal today, y'all. Y'all don't know that wasn't just a let go. That was that other side saying, don't take us out. We'll stop. They made some agreements in the back room.
My
the
God.
Republican
well,
House and the Republican Congress can get back and say, he going to let us do what we do. We going to shut our mouth for him. Y'all, you see, we got to look deeper politically. Nothing's done for a reason in Washington.
I honestly and truly believe that he actually had them do that. I believe he actually wanted them to do that so he can come back and say, oh, I stopped that from happening. Now, why would he want to stop it from happening when he already knows?
Because somebody going to owe him. Somebody owes him now.
No. He wanted that to happen so he can say he stopped it because he know he's going to be full of corruption himself. He wanted to take that picture off him and say, well, I'm the one that stopped it.
But look at this, James. He kept the committee in place.
Yeah,
but
I know he did.
Know
I know he did.
That?
But he kept it in place because he knew that there was no way they could get rid of it anyway. They couldn't. That was going to be too big of an outcry. He already knew that. That's why he wanted to pretend like he stepped in, just like he's trying to pretend like, oh, I'm keeping these jobs over here. Well, he's paying them people to keep them jobs over here. They're not just saying, okay, well, since you're going to be the president, I'm not going to move to Mexico. No, he's paying those companies to stay over here. That's what he's doing.
My God.
No,
and that's what they're and so
no,
now you're going to have one company
them.
After the next and threatening to go to Mexico.
He's threatening them. Because guess what? This is what happened on that Lockheed thing. He told them that he was going to put an embargo on shipment from Mexico to the United States. He didn't give them no money. He threatened them. He said, well, go on and build them over there, but we ain't going to let them come over here unless you do this. It's all about let's not get our man up. We need another show for political. We need another Democratic-Republican show. That we bring up.
But
we man it up because we're being more conscious. Do you know we just had a political conversation that made sense between brothers? Because most of the time, I just want to be a Democrat because my daddy was. But we just talked about some issues that are really serious as men that we really need to be educated about. You better watch some news, some CNN, and some other things and listen to what's going on out there because it's not the president. It's the other stuff that's going on that we can really make an impact on by manning up and voting for the right things. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. God bless. God bless. Pastor Marvin, I heard you. We've been talking. I heard you for 15 minutes. I want to bring you back in. We didn't mean to take over with our political And look, we didn't mean to take over with our political stuff, but we wanted to man up and say, you know, we got to talk about some stuff, and we have to be real about some stuff so we can get some answers to everything.
That's right. That's right. It was just good for listening to what y'all were saying.
But that word, I am not who I used to be. Could somebody claim that tonight?
Yes. Not who I used to be.
But I am who I am now. Ooh, this is my new name.
I am
I'm
who
the
I am
now. I am the season of now. Y'all listen tomorrow. I got a word on the Wake Up, Get Up, Move a live video on Facebook and Pressing Over the Hump. I'm going to be preaching on this for weeks on that noon show about the season of now. There's a lot of things that we really need to get our mindset on how we stay in the now, how we walk in the now, but you first got to believe in the now and know that Hebrews wasn't, you know, when the book of Hebrews came forth, the first verse in Hebrews 11, when it talked about faith, it didn't talk about yesterday or tomorrow. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And the evidence of things not seen. See, facts are in rebellion to faith. Faith is a rebellion to faith. I mean, facts. You could say right now there's a TV in front of you, but facts say there's $1 million in front of you. I'm just giving an instance because we all draw the money. But faith says if you trust in the Lord and become a good manager, there's the results of your hard work. Facts say you bought that chair, that's all you have. When that chair is gone, you have what? Nothing. Because facts will end. Facts will die. But the now is faith. Faith means I don't look at what's on the outside. I got to look at what's on the inside. If I'm going to be in the season of now, I have to walk not by power and not by my outside. I have to walk by the spirit that's on the inside.
Yes.
Every decision, every thought, everything I do must be in the season of now. I ain't talking about next year. I'm talking about right now. Win.
Now, tomorrow.
I'm going to pump y'all up. We got a word. And we're excited for what God is doing in this season. We opened up the lines. We're going to give one more opportunity. Anybody on this line that needs prayer, needs to talk to Pastor Marvin, needs to talk to any of our other covenant brothers, my most important call is to that one person out there that heard something tonight that says, I really don't know Jesus as my personal Lord, but you guys got me, got my interest up. Guess what? We ain't going to do no more than give you a starter package. Dial one. We'll bring you into our private room and talk with you. But other than that, we're going to bring in Pastor Marvin to pray us out. This is the first week. We started things off. I feel like this has never been done before. We've never had a man up first, Pastor Marvin, first week, the collaboration between all those brothers ever before. I'm looking for greater things. Oh, my God. Pastor Marvin, pray us out of here.
Lord, we thank you so much, and we worship you with everything in us. We thank you again for everything in us, God. And Lord, I pray for everyone that will listen on today, Father, that you will bless them, that you will move upon them, God, and allow this word to stay in them. Allow them to be proactive, God. Don't allow them to be reactive to situations, but allow them to be proactive and to remind themselves that they are not who they used to be. So, God, I pray blessings over all the people that are listening, and we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.